Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. This is my April energy update. I love tapping into the energy of the collective and seeing what next month is about to bring to all of us collectively and potentially individually as well. April is the month of fire energetically. It feels very red to me, hence my red attire today. Very often, my energy updates go above and beyond astrology, but actually feel if you look at the astrology of next month, this energy update is going to be smack dead on in the middle and very much consistent with what the planets are telling us. It's going to be a very fiery month. If I were to dub it something, I would say it's the month of the Great Purge and then of charging ahead. Those are the two energies. The beginning of the month feels like the purge. The end of the month feels like charging ahead. It's a very fast-paced month. The energies of fire are not slow. Usually we have the masculine energies that move a little bit faster. So air and fire tends to be fast-paced, fast-moving. Water and earth, feminine, tend to be a little bit slower. Now, we've also had 1 month of water not too long ago where it was the fjords. It was the mountainous river. That was not slow. But in general, right, what we can expect from fire is to move fast. April is definitely going to feel like a lot is happening. A lot is going to happen energetically for you, emotionally for you, especially emotionally, a little bit mentally, and then in terms of events. It feels like a busy month. Like the soup of happening is quite thick in April. This is not the month to be in the background and not take action. April's actually going to be really good for taking action. Now, depending on how friendly you are personally with the energies of fire, as opposed to how much you are in resistance to the state of fire, your month of April could be very, very different. Those people who are in resistance to their inner fire and the fire out there in the world are going to have a little bit more of a challenging April. Those people that have the air of fire very well integrated within their bodies are going to have an easier time with April. So we're going to kind of see the full gamut. April is going to feel very impatient. It may feel in certain instances like you have a little bit of a shorter fuse. So you don't have quite as much patience for people, circumstances, and events in your life. You may find yourself feeling like you want more progress, you want more momentum, and you want to just move faster. So that impatience is coming in really, really strong in the month of April. Going back to my original statement, the month of the Great Purge and charging ahead. One of the bigger purges of the entire year energetically is the beginning of April. So prior to the April 8th solar eclipse in Aries, you may have this desire to purge. And when I say purge, what do I actually mean? It's going to feel like you're a little bit heavier and certain things, like energetically heavier, and certain things just like need to go. And it's like that moment for you, that first week of April, is to free up space. So decluttering actually really, really helps. Physical decluttering, though, is one aspect of the purge. So you may benefit from donating old clothing, getting rid of whatever things you have been accumulating that you don't really truly need. All of the things just collect space instead of providing you, like giving you joy. And all of the things that you're settling for in your life, consider letting them go. Because the momentum in the second half of the month is going to be ever so prevalent the more things that you are able to purge at the beginning of the month. So the purging, but it's not just physical. It's not just with your possessions and material things. A lot of the purge is going to happen energetically, and it's still the universe is inviting you to let go of old patterns, all of the old things that don't your new mold anymore. Now, what is it specifically that you're being called to release? False identity, false patterns, things that are not authentic to the true you, and to the path that you intend here to walk. So all of the things that are coping mechanisms, all of the things that are, call it protector parts, old outlived protector parts, all of the things, like kind of like the many masks that you wear, All of those things have got to go in order to make room and frankly free up your resource and your energy so that you can fully claim the energy of this Aries, the energy of this charging ahead, the energy of forging your path, the energy of the revolutionary, the new beginnings, the aligning your life to where it's supposed to go. And they're actually showing me something really, really interesting energetically. It's almost like the month of April is also the month of a pivot. It's like here's what I would like for you to picture. Imagine that you're standing, facing forward, right? And usually we're facing forward towards our future. The month of April is going to come and something is going to happen for us individually that may realign us and shift our focus or shift our direction. I don't see that as a massive shift, but I see that as like a decent enough shift where it's that realignment happens. So you may be surprised by the energies of April. Something may happen for you internally as you're going through, shadow work, etc. Or something may happen for you externally that may make you or may inspire you to shift course. And so if you've been walking or charging ahead in one direction, all of a sudden something happens in April and you feel like you're being shifted, trust the flow and trust the energy, because what you're going to be realigning to in the month of April is only in your highest good. So it is meant to happen. Don't make the month of April wrong. Let's look at the blessings and the curses of the month. The blessings, very fast paced, if that is your cup of tea. There is going to be the resource for you to be very active in the physical. It's not a spaced out month. It's not anything that's, low energy. There's, yes, obviously there's the ebbs and flows like normally, but in general, April is it's a potent month for energy. There's a lot of it. The problem is, and that's kind of like more on the curses, part of the energies of fire that are coming are the shadow fire, right? So it's not bright, pink, fluffy rainbows and unicorns. A little bit of the suboptimal energies of fire that are coming through, and that's potentially part of the energies that we also need to release, is our desire to control others, to control outcomes, to control even our own lives, right? Instead of trusting and surrendering. So that need to control is one of the themes, one of the shadow themes of the month. Or your like desire to like micromanage things in your life or really like provide too much oversight. So it's like holding the universe by the throat and being like, no, my way or the highway. April is not really great for that. It's like the universe is supposed to take charge and you're just supposed to be led and guided by the universe, right? So the less you resist the energies of April, the easier it is going to be for you to have a very good forward momentum month. And the more you resist the energies of April, the harder it could get. What are some of the other curses? Like I said, it could be a short fuse where it may be harder for you to hold on to your emotions without outwardly expressing them, especially negative emotions. It's an emotional month. Fire is a very emotional energy. There are a lot of solar flares that are coming our way. Also very emotional mood swings, big mood swings. Like you may be surprised the number of mood swings you can have in a day in the month of April, like from, feeling ecstatic and really happy to feeling really down and depressed the next second. And then all of a sudden just being like serene and happy. Like it's a roller coaster emotionally, but like all of those emotions, they're kind of coming out. So like those are fiery emotions, meaning they're not water emotions. What I mean by that is they don't stay in your system for like hours and hours and hours. They're like literally here and gone. So just like know that is going to be a very fast moving fire and you're just the vessel and things are just supposed to move through you, right? And allowing the universe to move through you is probably the best mantra for the month of April. Now, aligning to your path and aligning to who you are is really important. And that is probably the most pivotal question that you should be asking yourself in the month of April is, who am I truly? If I were to drop my false masks, my coping mechanisms, etc., societal expectations, what would I be left with? Right? Who am I truly? Because this is the beautiful energy of the fire. This fire is coming to cleanse your, call it world, your universe, your path, and help you align to who you truly are. And if you're able to make that switch, if you're ready to take that plunge, if you will, if you're ready to take the leap, then the month of April is going to be fantastic for you because it is extremely auspicious for all the things that are connected to your path. Meaning, if you're charging ahead like the little ram of the Aries, right, energy, and if you're doing the things that you're meant to be doing according to, call it, the great plan of your higher self, if you're acting in accordance with your true soul blueprint, April is going to be a month that will bring you a lot of progress, right? So also check in with yourself and be, you know, in the month of April and make sure that you are just like watching the amount of progress you're getting in the month of April, because this is going to be a really, really good sign for you to really find out if you're aligned or not. The question that I'm getting from the collective as we're talking is this: how do I know that something is my false identity? You would be surprised how much you can achieve with automatic writing on this subject. So automatic writing is this. It's like literally when you take a page of paper and you ask the universe a question, and then you let your, or you ask your hand to just write down the answer. And so you just let your hand write whatever your hand wants to write. And so one exercise that you could try, the journaling exercise, if you will, is dividing the page into two different parts. On the left side of the page, it should say, what is my false identity? You know, false identity, the identity that you have built as a trauma response, as a response to the what you perceive to be a hostile environment, or what you, you know, the persona that you created as a survival mechanism. Right. And let your hand write down one or multiple, because usually there's not one false identity. There are many that you're living. So let your hand write down the answer. And then on the right side of the page, put down, what is my true identity? Who am I truly? And let your hand write down the answer. The amount of insights that may come through this simple writing process, it feels like a very easy thing, very like common sense, like, okay, why would I even do this exercise? But you would be surprised what comes out if you allow yourself to be in the flow and if you don't overthink this. Like literally let your hand write the answers. Your hand, your body is very intuitive. It knows exactly what to write, right? And then of course, the next thing is, after you find out who you are truly, then it's about committing to being that in the physical, right? Like once you know what the answer is, the next is to take action on that version or vision of yourself, right? It's not for you to just sit idle in your journal. It is for you to start making shifts and changes, because Aries is a very action-focused energy. It is the part of our like zodiac that is all about forward movement, and it hates stagnation of all kind. So if you get an insight and you're stuck and you feel like you don't want to move forward, Aries is not going to be on your side. It's going to be very hard for you to get along with these energies, right? So make sure that baby steps, at least, you are putting things in practice, right? Like you're putting your true identity in practice. For instance, your false identity may be a doctor. Somebody who's watching this needs to hear this. And you're like, I think I'm making a really, really good salary, da, 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 but doesn't really fulfill me. And then like, maybe that's what comes through your automatic writing. Your real identity may be an energy healer. Whatever form of energy healing that is, or an intuitive healer or an oracle or what have you, right? Like that may be your true identity. Now, I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow, but right, if your true identity is an energy healer, what are the baby steps you can take today to start being that, to start doing that, right? And you know, it doesn't mean that you need to take a course, although taking a course is definitely important for some of you. But when you're truly meant to be an energy healer, a lot of the answers are already within you, right? So it's about going within. Aries is one of those energies that is less about the external world. And it's almost like the Aries doesn't look left, right, to the left or to the right. The Aries looks within. They're like, what is it that I want? So in some ways, it's a little bit of a selfish energy, but it's only a selfish energy because humanity has been down the wrong rabbit hole for so long, living this template-based lifetime. Like, okay, go to school, go to college, you know, get a job, 9 to 5, da, 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 da. That's what I mean by template-based thinking. That we're so constrained that, like, we don't look within. Like, our default setting is looking to the outside world. And the energy of Aries is asking us to inverse that and look within. Yeah, so that's that. If you are in resistance to the energy of fire, and if you feel yourself, if you find yourself in the middle of April somewhere where the going gets really tough, surrender to the fire. How do you surrender to the fire? You literally allow yourself. Do you know, do you guys know the child's pose in yoga when you can literally like drop on the floor, kind of like tug your knees to your chest and like you like kind of like lay on the floor like a little baby. And like, it's actually for this, you can also just make sure that, you know, whatever is the surface that you're on, like you can be on the floor, you can be on the yoga mat or whatever. Just make sure that your forehead touches the ground and actually make sure your hands touch the ground as well. And you want to surrender to the energy of the fire, right? Because like when you're in child's pose or when you're in like a pose similar to a child's pose, it's the absence of the feisty energies. It's the opposite of fighting for something. It's the surrendering. And you will notice that once you surrender to the universal fire and the fire within, energies of April are going to go so much easier for you. So practice surrendering to the energies of the fire. Sending you a big virtual hug. Please let me know in the comments if you've started feeling the energies of April, if you feel a little bit feisty yourself, if you've been wearing red like myself to try to embody the fire. And yeah, I'm super, super excited to hear how you were starting to live through this very interesting period. Sending you a big virtual hug, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.